This is Dr. Unico dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Marie L. Escamilla. Date of birth, November the 7th, 1956. Case ID number is 318-3928. Date of exam, December the 27th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Gulf Coast Eye Institute, dated 7/6/21 and 9/14/21. Identifying information. This is a 66-year-old married female with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, amputation of the left big toe with cellulitis of other parts of the foot, right hip pain / psoriatic arthritis / Reynolds syndrome, lumbosacral back pain, hypertension, and diabetic retinopathy. History of allegations, number one, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2008, she was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, blurred vision, but a weight gain of 40 and 50 pounds. She states that she did not have nocturia. The claimant does have in-organ damage, a retinopathy of both eyes, nephropathy, diabetic polyneuropathy of hands and feet, but no cardiovascular disease. She checks her blood glucose 2 to 3 times a day and states that it usually comes out between 150 to 500 milligrams / DL. Her last reading was 180 milligrams / DL. The claimant suffers from gastroparesis secondary to diabetes mellitus. She is presently on glipizide 10 milligrams QD, Januvia 50 milligrams QD, Levemir Flex Touch 12 units QD, and Furixa 10 milligrams QD. The claimant's last hemoglobin A1C was 9% and appears not to be very well controlled at this time. Allegations number two, amputation of the left big toe. The claimant states that in 2017, she developed osteomyelitis and cellulitis with abscess formation and ganglion of the left big toe. The claimant had an amputation of the big toe in 2019 and has not fully recovered from the healing of her left foot. She has healed from the big hallux right toe area, but is now having oozing and cellulitis as well as abscess formation of the third and fourth toes. The claimant does have curly toes, and they are difficult to treat. She also has a gangrenous type of ulcer of her left heel and is not being treated with antibiotics at this time. Her condition is stable, but her infection and cellulitis is ongoing. Her physician did not want to treat her with antibiotics at this time and is trying to control her blood glucose levels. Her condition at this time is not stable and is being observed closely for any deterioration. Allegation number three, right hip pain. The claimant states that in 2008, she was diagnosed with right hip pain, psoriatic arthritis, and Raynaud's syndrome. Her physician is Dr. Elvin Garcia, who's a rheumatologist. And the claimant states that she fell while she was at work and fractured her right hip. However, because the fractures were aligned, no surgery was necessary. This all occurred in 2019. But since 2008, she has had psoriatic arthritis and Raynaud's syndrome, but is not being treated at this time with any medications. Her condition is stable. She denies any other fractures, surgeries, or injections given for her condition. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk one block slowly, stand for 15 minutes, climb three steps, and bend over to pick up clothes. She's unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 3 pounds above her head. The claimant did present in a wheelchair. However, she is able to ambulate and she does have a walker at home. She is presently on no medications for pain, and the only physical activity she does at this time is walk around the house. Allegation number 4, lumbosacral back pain. The claimant states that in 2009, when she fell and fractured her right hip, she developed a burning and stabbing sensation of her lumbosacral back area, which radiated down both of her legs. No surgeries were performed, and she was diagnosed with lumbosacral back strain. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 15 minutes, sit for 3 hours, and lift approximately 3 pounds above her head and bend over to pick up clothes. She does have an assistive device, which I noted earlier, which is a walker and a wheelchair. And her family doctor is Dr. John Sepulveda. Her daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, and walking around the house. She has not seen a chiropractor, but has received physical therapy for her hip fracture, which has since healed. She's on no medications for pain. Her diagnosis with lumbosacral back strain / right hip fracture of the sacrum and femoral head of the right hip area. Her condition is healed and stable at this time. Allegation number 5, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2008, she started to develop hypertension. She denies chest pain, shortness of breath, headaches, but does have occasional blurred vision. She also denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction or cerebrovascular accident, but has been told that she has nephropathy of her kidneys. Her blood pressure at this visit was 152 over 81 mmHg. She is presently on metoprolol tartrate, 50 milligrams QAM and 25 milligrams QPM, losartan 100 milligrams POQD. And her condition appears to be normal at this time. Allegation number 6, diabetic retinopathy. The claimant states that in 2018, she was having difficulty with both eyes, especially her right side. She was diagnosed with nearsightedness and has other conditions such as diabetes mellitus and hypertension. She denies any glaucoma or trauma to her eyes. although she did have bilateral cataract and has had surgery for both eyes for cataract extraction. Her left eye was performed on 5/2/17, and her right eye was performed on 16/17. She has been told that she has a retinal bleed in her right eye, which has been treated with injections and laser, and she is continuing to have injections into both eyes every 9 weeks. She does wear glasses for reading and does have prescription glasses for seeing farsighted. However, she states they do not help her and she does not use them anymore. She states her night vision as well as her peripheral vision is poor. OD uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/100. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. The claimant does have artificial tears that she uses for dry eyes. And she has been diagnosed with diabetic retinopathy with macular edema and is presently being closely observed and treated for her condition. She states her condition, the condition of her eyes has improved. Family history. The father died at the age of 32. He died in Vietnam. Her mother died at the age of 81 from Alzheimer's disease. Medications, Trentel 400 milligrams BID, Furixa 10 milligrams QD, Glipizide 10 milligrams QD, Januvia 50 milligrams QD, Losartan 100 milligrams QD, Lyrica 75 milligrams BID, Metoprolol tartrate 50 milligrams QAM and 25 milligrams QPM, Tramadol 50 milligrams PRN is needed, Zyrtec 5 milligrams QD, Levemir 12 units sub-Q QD. Medical problems: hypertension, comma, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, history of chronic renal failure, comma, right hip pain secondary to a fall causing a fracture of the right femoral head and the sacrum, which has healed, comma, Raynaud's syndrome, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, psoriatic arthritis, comma, diabetic retinopathy, comma, with decreased vision, major surgeries, amputation of the left big toe performed in 2019, but with ongoing cellulitis and gangrene of that same foot, hysterectomy in 2001, cholecystectomy, comma, tendon repair of the right wrist, comma, and history of bilateral tubal ligation. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant states that she drinks socially. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 163 pounds, height 5 feet 0 inches, BP 152 over 87 mmHg, heart rate 78 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 32, general. This is a 66-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She presented to my office in a wheelchair, although she is able to ambulate without the wheelchair. She appears also to be a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. The claimant's mental status is very much intact. She appears to be doing very well with cognitive function. H-E-E-N-T. Could you please drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, was 20/200. Pinhole was 20/200. OS uncorrected was 20/50. Pinhole was 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. The claimant does use reading glasses and has regular prescription glasses, but she states do not help her and she does not use them anymore. Could you please drop down to extremities? No clubbing or cyanosis was noted on either one of the lower extremities, but the claimant did have ulcers of her left heel and ongoing cellulitis and gangrenum of the third and fourth toe digits, which is not being treated at this time. There was no pitting edema. Calves were non-tender. The Hohmann sign was negative. The skin, the claimant has a heel, right toe, a left toe amputation, but does have ongoing abscess formations / cellulitis of the third and fourth digit and has a gangrenous ulcer of the left heel, which is not healed at this time. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow and slightly unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device except for a wheelchair, but she is able to ambulate without the wheelchair. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms, but did have tenderness of her lumbar sacral back area and of her feet. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted, except for the amputation of her left big toe, the hallux. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the upper and lower extremities, except for decreased sensation of the feet and hands. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 80 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body, especially for the feet and hands. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is able to squat and get up on her own with moderate difficulty. No difficulty was known upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, secondary to the abscess formation and the cellulitis, and was able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate, but was told not to do so, secondary to her ongoing cellulitis and gangrenous formation of her feet. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. At this time, because of the cellulitis and foot infections. She does require a wheelchair at this time and maybe even a cane. However, the claimant is able to ambulate, although she does have these ongoing cellulitis and abscess formations ongoing. Neurological exam, grip strength was +5/5 bilaterally. The claimant was able to make a full closed fist, pinch, grasp, and opposed fingers. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at +2. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength was +4/5 for all tested areas, except for the hands, where her grip was +5/5. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of her left foot, especially of the right hallux amputation and the ongoing diabetic dermatitis, slight gangrenous abscesses that are forming on her left foot, secondary to poorly controlled diabetes mellitus. She is able to heel toe and tandem walk, but with difficulty secondary to her infections. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at +5/5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but mild fatigue. The claimant has limitations in her visual acuity, but no limitations in her visual fields at this time. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to uncontrolled diabetes mellitus, diabetic polyneuropathy, ongoing left foot gangrenous / cellulitis abscess formation of her feet, and decreased vision, especially of her right eye. Probable diagnoses. Number one, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, dash being treated at this time. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 9.0, which is poorly controlled. The claimant does check her blood glucose multiple times per day, but does not appear to be very well controlled at this time. Allegation number two, amputation of the left big toe / hallux, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant also has ongoing other infections of the foot, as well as a possible recurrent osteomyelitis of the third and fourth toes. Number three, right hip pain secondary to a fracture of the right side of her hip, which has since healed. Normal physical exam. Number four, lumbar sacral back pain, dash, normal physical exam at this time. Number five, hypertension, being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 152/81, which is normal. She appears to be well controlled with her blood pressure, and she has told me that her kidney function is much better at this time. Allegation of number six, diabetic retinopathy. The claimant is being treated every 9 weeks with injections. She states her eyesight has improved. She does have poor vision of the right eye, but she appears to be doing well with the treatment, and her binocular uncorrected vision is 20/50. She is not wearing her prescription glasses at this time. Psoriatic arthritis / Raynaud's syndrome, not being treated at this time. The claimant appears to have a normal physical exam. This is the end of the dictation for the claimant by the name of Maria L. Escamilla.